Richie done a light bit of jogging yesterday, and we're going to try and get some training in him today. But what I won't do, especially with the two games coming up in the 3 4 days, is risk them day that's not going to be right. And he's still a bit tender, but he's improving.
Good news though that he is able to start training again then, because he's a key player at a key time.
Yeah, look, Richie's our captain, and he's the one that makes us tick, and we've missed him the last few games. So if we can get him back for Friday night's game, great. If not, we'll look forward to the Millwall game, hopefully.
What's the likelihood that Husband and Neil will be available for Friday at least?
Lucas and Hobby are probably struggling for Friday. Lucas has got a slight chance. The news on James is pretty good. It's not as bad as we thought. So we'll definitely see him back sometime soon. Whether Monday is going to be a bit too quick for him, we don't know. But initially we thought it could be the end of the season for him, but I've been told by the people that know that he'll be back before the end of the season, definitely.
Anybody else at the minute who is a concern injury-wise for this one?
No, everybody else is fine, thankfully. You've just named three players there, and Hobby, Lucas and Richie, who have been a big part in the run we had recently in a good form. And injuries has been a real disappointment for us this season. If you add, obviously, Rob Jones and Bongani Kamalo to that there, the big players for us. But we've got Gabby back, who's getting better every game. And we're looking forward to the game Friday night, whoever we've got out there.
Because of the injury situation, is it perhaps in your mind to just not risk anybody who's remotely injured, because, I suppose, to some extent, there is a six-pointer element to the Millwall game on Monday?
Yeah, there is, but I think we've got to look at the Derby game first, and if the players are fit for it, fantastic. If there's not, there's no point in risking them, because as you said, we don't like looking too far ahead, but we've got another big game coming up on Monday, and it's imperative for these last four games that we get our fittest players out on the pitch.
Over the course of the past couple of games, you've also had a tinker with the formation too as well, which actually bore some fruit, didn't it? Is that something you're considering sticking with over this tomorrow's game and on Monday?
Yeah, the good thing is with the personnel we've got, with the players that we've got back, especially Gabby, it gives me the option to change it within the game without actually changing the players sometimes, We've done that to good effect on Saturday. We're all disappointed that we didn't get the point that we felt we deserved, but I think, we played, started 3-4-1-2, we went 4-4-2 and ended up playing the diamond without changing the personnel too much. So that's a big positive for me, and it's good for me to know that the players embrace it as well, because sometimes when you chuck a new system at them, they're a little bit, well, what's going on here? But the one thing I asked them to do is embrace what we're trying to do, and they've done that really well.
It's been an odd time, hasn't it, for Doncaster Rovers? Almost in a concertina way, you've had great breathing space, and now all of a sudden you've been reeled back in again. How big a concern is that at the minute?
I think we're in a great position. There's teams below us that would love to be where we are. We've still got a little bit of breathing space, but at the same time, we've got to pick up results. I'd be a lot more worried, especially if we look over the last two games, the Bolton game, the first 15 minutes was too open. But for the 75 minutes after that, we played really well and should have got something out of the game. Likewise at Ipswich, they're a good team, especially at home. We went there and should have got a point, there's no doubt about it. So if you're not having the performances, you start worrying a little bit. But I've got a lot of faith and a lot of belief in this group of players, and what they're doing at the minute is going out there and having a right good go for me. We know we're going to have to battle and scrap for these next four games, but I know the team's capable of doing that.
How pivotal a weekend is this then? Because I suppose if you get 6 points from the two games that are coming up, all bets are off, aren't they, really? You're safe.
If you don't,
then I suppose the worry will increase then.
You never know in this league, and I've said it all season. We could get 3 points on Friday night and everybody else could win. We could get 3 points against Millwall, everybody else could win. We could lose both games and still be in the same situation we're in now. That's how crazy the league is. What we've got to do is get back to getting points on board as quick as we can. The performances were not far away, but we need to get the level of the performance defensively and attacking-wise that we had recently, in the Huddersfield games, the Watford games, Forest away, Leeds away. We need to get back to as close to that as we can, as quick as we can.
Do you have a particular reason why that's then dipped then from the type of performance you're having against Huddersfield?
Look, if we go back to the Birmingham game, three individual errors cost us after being 1-0 up and fairly, probably a little bit too comfortable. The Bolton game, we're 2-0 down before we even get started. Once we did get started, and we got back in the game, had chances to get points out of it. And, you know, I don't want to keep bleating on about decisions, but on Saturday we should have had a point, you know, and the big decisions have cost us. But we can't keep using that as an excuse. You know, we're going to get decisions some games. We're not going to get decisions, and it seems like that's been a majority of the time recently. But we keep going and keep the performance levels where they are.
So Derby County then are the next challenge, seemingly revolutionised in some respects under Steve McLaren.
They're a good team, very good team going forward. You know, they've got a lot of attack-minded players, they've got a lot of good footballers. But we gave them a bit of a fright down there. I know we ended up losing the game 3-1. For large periods of that game, we caused them a lot of problems. And, you know, we've had the QPRs, we've had the Leicesters, we've had the Wiggins all come to our place when we've needed a result and we've really raised the performance, you know. And so as a group, we know we're capable of doing that, but that doesn't mean that we don't respect them and realise what a good team they are.
If they do play with a bit more of an attacking intent, and perhaps with that are a little bit more open than others might be coming to the Keepmoat Stadium, does that maybe give you a little bit more freedom and a little bit more licence here?
Possibly, but I think a majority of the time, I'm not going to say all the time, because I keep getting pulled up and our performances at home have been good and our attacking play has been very good. But for us to do that, we're going to have to take care of their threats first and defend properly. You know, and if we have to fight and scrap for the points, we'll do it. If we can do that playing, then we'll do that as well. But I think it's really important that we start with a high tempo tomorrow. You know, our fans have been fantastic. Get them on side early doors like we have done and then really take the game to them.
So it's perhaps more first about containment than imposing yourself upon them?
No, we want to impose ourselves on straight away. You know, both sides of the game, you want to do it every game. You know, you have to defend properly to get a result, first and foremost, and then that gives you the basis to go and play how we want to play.
He's proven once again, hasn't he, back in this country, that he's an excellent coach, isn't he, Steve McLaren? I know there's sort of a bit of a side to come with him, and he's had some media incidents over the years, but the job he's done there and at QPR, they're missing him, aren't they? He's right up there.
Outstanding football man. You know, you speak to the players who had him at QPR, couldn't speak highly enough of him, and the players now at Derby, and he's got them playing really good attacking, quick football. You know, and they've got midfield runners coming, their wide players come in and tuck in and support Martin, the centre forward. And they've really, really improved, and they really deserve where they are at the minute because they're a top team.
There are a lot of Championship fixtures spread across this weekend. Interestingly, Millwall, who we'll come on to specifically in a moment, will play on Saturday. So on Friday night, you have a chance to send out a bit of a message to some of the team just above you here.
We do, but, you know, I've said all along, we can only look after ourselves. We feel that we've got more than enough to stay up. We've said that all along, and that has been our objective. But we can't take our eye off the ball, and we can't take our eye off the focus of what we want. And, you know, if we start looking at other results, what other clubs are doing, you can slightly get distracted by that, and we don't want to do that. We can only play our game Friday night. I'll be going up to Millwall to watch them before we play them Monday at Middlesbrough, and see where it takes us.
Do the players share that confidence then? Do they resolutely hold the same belief then that Rovers will be safe? You have that breathing space, it will come in handy.
Without being blasé about it, they have to be. You know, I've asked them this week to match my drive and my belief that I've got in them, because I believe we're a good team, you know, and we've shown that numerous times this year. We have to do it on a consistent basis, we know that, but we know we're also capable of picking up points when nobody else is expecting it.